first with the hand that loop, and then we'd lay it down and then put it in the curing barn and then cure it and take it out and then pack it in, the pack house and leave it packed there a while. Then we'd take it up and grade it and then tie it up again with a leaf of tobacco and put it on slick sticks. They'd be trimmed off easy, slick, and you could just push it off the stick onto the baskets in the warehouses.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't do that now. Now, we don't even put it on sticks. We just put it in bulk barns that are run by electricity or run by gas.
Mm-hmm.
Gas. And they just take it out of this bulk curers and put it in bags, big sheets like this, and tie it up and take it to market and sell it just like that. Because even when we tried it, it had to be untied and regraded and dried and things at the warehouse.
Then they grind it to cigarettes.
Yeah, grind it to cigarettes, yeah. after just age for a while.
I was asking somebody else about this and they didn't know. Do they grow the same type of tobacco for cigarettes that they use for chewing tobacco or pipes?
Well,
or something?
I think that the cigarette tobacco is flue-cured tobacco, and I would think that low grades were used for chewing and snuff. But I don't know that to be a fact. I know low grades that were used for snuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was ground up in powder. And there's a special type of tobacco that's better for cigars and smoking tobacco too. And yet all tobacco is blended. Even the cigarette tobacco, they use tobacco from Brazil and Turkey, the Republic of Turkey, and from Island Cyprus and other little bit of different kinds. We call that blended.
Mm-hmm.
You notice on the cigarette packs it mentions, it says blended.
Mm-hmm.
Turkish tobacco and other too in with it to give it different flavor.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason that North Carolina Virginia tobacco has been so popular is because it has a special flavor to it that all foreign tobaccos don't have.
Hmm.
The Brazilian tobacco has a different odor even, the smoke.
Hmm.
I don't smoke.
Mm-hmm. Now what about some sort of carts with wheels that you would make to maybe push things around the garden?
Wheelbarrow.
Do they have homemade?
Yeah, have homemade.
Uh-huh.
We used to have a homemade here, because I buy them now.
Mm-hmm.
But we used to have homemade wheelbarrows. And with a wooden wheel on it.
Oh, even with the wooden wheel.
Even had a
wheel.
Wooden wheel on it, yes.
What about to sharpen your tools and things? What would you have?
We had a grindstone. That was one line, that tree there now, about this large. And it would be mounted, and it wouldn't have bearings on it, it would have rollers on it. And then it had a treadle down here, and you'd get it to going around and around on that treadle. And you'd sharp axes and everything else. But we also had files made out of a heavy steel for sharpening a lot of things.
Nice.
I still use those files.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had later on emery wheels too that you turned to the crank to sharpen them.
Oh, okay.
And to sharpen hoes and shovels and things.
Mm-hmm.
Like
that. Is that made out of the same sort of material as the grindstone?
Yeah, same thing.
Okay.
And I've got a lot of old tools in the shed out here that date way back. They were made in a blacksmith shop. Hoes and rakes and spades and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them, just the iron part was left here. And I took them to this man who's kind of a blacksmith, and he makes handles out of ash wood. Just charges $6 a piece. And I've had a lot of those redone just for interest.
Mm-hmm.
And I use them too, but I always put them back in the barn, you know, to keep them.
Mm-hmm.
And big heavy rakes that you couldn't even buy one light now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I've got some broad axes that we use for hewing too. Sharp as a razor.
Hmm.